Good morning, Stafford family and Harmony Primitive Baptist Church. Would like to thank you all for coming to this memorial service for Sister Betty Jo Stafford, our dearly departed sister. While this is a sorrowful time for those of us who remain here, we are all delighted to know that Sister Stafford is no longer suffering, and that she is in the presence of the successful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom she faithfully and lovingly served here below. Betty Jo Stafford, age 85 of Donaldson, passed away on September 19th, 2017, at her home. 41 years to the day that she and Brother Dallas Stafford were baptized. Praise God. She was born June 3rd, 1932, in Amity, Arkansas, to the late Isaac and Edna Fagan Trammell. Betty married Dallas Austin Stafford on June 3rd, 1947. They were married for 64 years, and she was a faithful member of Harmony Primitive Baptist Church in Donaldson. Betty was a homemaker and a devoted wife, mother, and grandmother. In her younger years, she worked at Glendale Products and Oaklawn Egg Company. She is preceded in death by her husband, her parents, and infant daughter, Kathy Jo Stafford, sister, Helen Stafford, brothers, Doyle Trammell and his wife, Betty, and Arville E. Trammell. Left to cherish her memory, two sons, David and his wife, Carolyn Stafford, and Jerry and his wife, Brenda Stafford, both of Donaldson. Four grandchildren, Dana and Mark Pickens, Amy and Jimmy Norman, Jeremy and Jenny Stafford, Wade and Robin Stafford. 11 grandchildren, Marlana and Garrett Pickens, Mason and Gracie Norman, Skyler, Josie and Sloan Stafford, and Alex, Kaylee, Ashley, and Ethan Stafford. Three great-great-grandchildren, Jade, Gage, Kane Stafford. Stepsister, Winna Rushing. Two step-grandchildren, Joy Merritt and Jerry West. Five great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren, and a host of other family and friends. The family would like to extend special thanks to her wonderful caregivers, Pat Baker, Janice Buckley, Jeanette Malden, Madison McKim, Fran Lehman, and all of the hospice nurses and aides that cared for her. I'd like to ask you to bow your heads, and I'd like to pray for this service. Our gracious Heavenly Father, you are holy and righteous and perfect. We gather here in remembrance of this dear sister, Lord. What a wonderful example she has been to so many of us in so many ways. We pray, Lord, that you would go with us in this service, that you would give us the words we should say about this sister, that we would do so in a way that brings honor to your glorious name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Pray you would bind up the brokenhearted, and be it those who are sorrowful today, recognize that their hope is not in this world, but it is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us when we fail thee in many ways, Lord. Go with us in this service. It's in Christ's name that we ask it. Amen. Our church and the Stafford family has lost a beloved mother in Israel. It's truly an honor to be given the opportunity to speak briefly about this dear sister who was so loved by so many. It's humbling in many respects, and as I tried to ponder some words to put together, I had the thought, this is an absolutely impossible task. How do you sum up a life well lived in just a few minutes? So I need God's grace. So it was comforting to me when the family handed me something to read about Sister Betty. And they came to the same conclusion. As you sit and look at a blank page, how do you write down in a few concise words something that sums up 85 years of a life well lived? It's a difficult task. Amy Norman and Jeremy Stafford wrote this, and I want to read it for you. When you are asked to put into words how and what Granny means to your life, you may believe impossible. Well, that's what I felt too. There are no words to accurately describe the depth of love, but in truth, there are words. Specifically, one word. Granny was strong. She was strong in her beliefs about family, hard work, and frugality. It was that sense of strength that as kids we didn't always enjoy, but as adults we strive to measure up. She was strong in her marriage. She loved Papaw every ounce of him. When we were kids, we didn't think anything about it, but as married adults, we want to love our spouses as they loved each other. Many people only see that kind of love on a screen, but our family witnessed the strength of true love between spouses every single moment of their marriage. Now we find ourselves digging into that strength a bit. There will not be a Thursday lunchtime where strength will not be needed. There will not be a trip to the barn or the shop that strength will not be needed. There will not be a time when the yard gets mowed in the proper way or when the grapes fully ripen that strength will not be needed. You see, the list of time and accounts where we will need strength is ever ending. She was a cornerstone in our world, both literally and figuratively. Until this week in our lives, she was always just down the hill. We're now forced to take a big portion of Granny's lessons and apply them to our own lives. The time has arrived that we no longer have the option to walk down the hill, call, or stop by when we leave Mom and Dad's. We will be able to pickle and can like she taught. We will be able to remember when we're supposed to prune our trees. We will be able to recall that recipe. The answer, yes, because she taught well and she taught strong. Those are truly beautiful words. And I appreciate the family giving me the opportunity to read it. I too was struggling with what words do we say? Clearly she was a strong woman. I heard many testimonies of her life. I only knew her for 5 years, but many of you knew her entire life, or for all of your lives. Sister Betty was never much for fanfare or drawing undue attention to herself, and she would probably be embarrassed if we did anything other than just plainly set forth a sincere and heartfelt remembrance of her life. That's part of why we loved her so much. But I had 4 observations from Sister Betty that I'd like to pass along to you today. She was a deaconess. She was great in God's eyes. She was a citizen of the kingdom of God, and she had a blessed hope in Christ. First and foremost, Sister Betty was a deaconess, and it's probably no more resounding theme of her life that I heard when speaking to others than this term of service. The term deacon in the Bible just means servant, okay? And we in the Old Baptist Church believe deacons are men. They're appointed by the church and they serve the church. However, the New Testament, which is the Bible, which is our sole rule of faith and practice, uses the term deacon, which means servant, in reference to women many, many times in the Bible. And so when we say she was a deaconess, we say she was a servant. She was a servant of God. The definition of this deacon term, deaconess, is one who executes the commands of another, especially of a master, the servant of a king. Sister Betty Safford was a servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. She was always visiting the sick in the hospital, and in fact, Elder Phelan recounted to me that on many, many occasions when he would go to see people in the hospital, he'd be going in the door and he'd see Sister Betty and Brother Dallas coming out the door. They'd already been there because they were all about serving God's people. And what a wonderful testimony that is of service to the Lord's people. She was always providing meals for those who were in need. She had a true servant's heart. And I would ask you to consider this as we ponder her life. Are we really that way? Are we too busy to love others? We live in a culture that's sort of obsessed with self, do we not? And as we think about our dear departed sister, we should think about her example of service. And I would submit if we don't stop and give an honest consideration to her example of a dedicated life to serve others, then we have not given her the proper memorial. She was a servant and a deaconess, and she was a fine example. We should all be more like Sister Betty. Sister Betty was also great. Now, I'm sure she would blush at that characterization. She probably wouldn't care for that too much. As I said, she didn't go for much fanfare about herself. But I don't say this without some authority. She might blush at it, but it's true nevertheless. Not because I say it, but because the Lord Jesus Christ said it. The Lord reserved his harshest words for the Pharisees who practiced their religion to be seen of men, who put religious burdens on others, who sought lofty titles and loved being seen and praised of others. Nothing could be more the opposite of Sister Betty Jo Stafford's life. Jesus Christ said, if you want to be great, he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Sister Betty Stafford was a humble person, and she was a servant of the Most High God. And it is on the authority of the Word of God that I can tell you on that basis, she was great in the Lord's eyes because she was seen doing the things that the Lord would have her to do in service to others. We should all be more like Sister Betty. But Sister Betty was also another thing. She was a citizen of the kingdom of God. You know, there's a text that's commonly read in funerals, and it goes like this: Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And it's spoken as if, well, this is something that we're all going to find out about. You've probably heard that read at funerals before. You just heard it read at this funeral. But let's listen to that in context. That verse is talking about something you can understand in the here and now, and it's something that Sister Betty understood. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He's talking about something you can know right here and right now. It's something that Sister Betty knew. For it is written, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Those things were revealed to Sister Betty, and they're revealed to the Lord's people, and you can know them right now. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The things that Sister Betty knew about her Savior, she knew because she had the indwelling Holy Spirit of God in her life. She was a citizen of the kingdom of God. Don't forget that the things that you loved in Sister Betty were not simply because she was a mother or a grandmother or a great-grandmother or a sister or an aunt or a friend, but because she was a servant of the Most High. She was a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Speaking of the Lord's people, the Lord Jesus Christ taught, the kingdom of God is within you. And this was certainly true of Sister Betty Stafford. To those who knew her and who saw her love for others and her desire to serve them as best she could, I can say with confidence that in knowing Sister Betty Stafford, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. You've seen a manifestation of God's grace in this world through the life of Sister Betty Stafford. We should all be more like Sister Betty. And finally, Sister Betty had a blessed hope in the Lord. When we see a life that's well lived, it should cause us to reflect on our own lives, should it not? To some of us, this observation is a challenge to be more dedicated to the Lord and to serving and loving others in this life. To still others, an occasion to wonder regarding how someone could be inspired to be such a dedicated servant. Sister Betty's inspiration is found in the Scriptures. And I'll close by sharing this passage with you from Romans 8, which was dear to her as it is to all of God's people. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And what are these things that are working for our good? For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God is for his people in this way, who can be against us? You see a reason for hope in those words? We see a lot of imperfections in this world. We see a lot of imperfections in our own walk and a lot of things where we stumble and fall. But Paul says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Does that give you courage today? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. There is a justification that Sister Betty laid hold of, and it is the proclamation that she was justified by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that nothing she was going to do in this life was going to separate her from the Lord and his love for her. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You ever wonder about that? Is anything going to separate me from the love of God? If you love the Lord today, have you ever wondered, am I going to be separated from the Lord's love? Well, let's figure out what Paul has to say about it and what Sister Betty believed about it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You see the blessed hope in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ? We are more than conquerors. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror through what Christ has done. For I am persuaded. And if Paul is persuaded, then I submit you should be persuaded. And I can tell you that Sister Betty Jo Stafford was persuaded. For I am persuaded that neither death is not going to separate you from God. It may separate us from the things of this world. It may separate us from her for a season. It's not going to separate you from God. That neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is the gospel truth that undergirds a brilliantly lived life of service, like what we see in the example of Sister Betty Jo Stafford. It is a great hope. It is the core truth of the Christian faith that we should all draw strength from today, even as Sister Betty did. So Sister Betty was a strong woman. She was a deaconess. And as such, she was a great citizen of the kingdom of God. Those of us who knew her are blessed to have seen her life, and in so doing, we can truly say the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. She had a blessed hope in the successful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can be certain that upon her final breath, she was received into heaven with the blessed words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." We should all be more like Sister Betty. May God give us the grace to follow her fine example of service and faith that worketh by love. We'd like to thank you all for coming and for having this opportunity to celebrate the life of this dear departed sister who was such a fine example of what a Christian should be. We should all be more like Sister Betty. I pray that you'll take that thought with you as you go on in your life. Draw from her example. The Apostle Paul said, "You should follow me," speaking of himself, "to the extent that I'm following Christ." Sister Betty was following the Lord Jesus Christ and serving him. She was a faithful steward of the things that the Lord had given her. And I pray that we would all be more diligent in following her example in this life.